Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Welcome to the Garden America Radio Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do in the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or send us your questions and comments to john@gardenamerica.com. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on BizTalk Radio and the Garden America Radio Network.
There you are, and here we are. Good Saturday morning. Welcome once again to your weekend, and welcome to the Garden American Radio Show. Brian Main, John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox, we are ready to go. You can follow us on Facebook. In fact, you can also watch us on Facebook Live. We have started our live streaming right now. Lines are open at 855-424-9825. Again, that's 855-424-9825. Questions, comments. Two other ways to do that, john@gardenamerica.com, and also Facebook Live. As you post your questions, comments, we'll do our best to answer them during the show. You're in a good mood, aren't you, Tiger?
I'm in an excellent mood.
I can tell.
Yeah.
I can tell. You came
Can't
in
wait
here
to get going.
A lot of vim and vigor is what I see out of you this morning. And yeah. And John, finishing off his vacation from last week, is back, tan, rested, and ready.
Yeah.
Forget about the vacation. I'm recovering from last Saturday having you guys over.
My gosh. We went through what, about two cases of beer, I think. Plus, he had a keg set up and an open bar.
And that was just for the kids.
Yeah.
All we had was a little bit of wine.
Yeah, a little. And I didn't have anything. You had no limoncello.
I didn't have any limoncello. I thought about it.
But no,
but
it was good.
I did not do that.
You broke out the wine later on,
you know,
I think.
Tiger brought his kids, and I have to tell you, his little tiger cub, Isaac.
What a little, he's like a little Hulk.
He's as cute as could be. You know, he's about knee high.
Right.
And doesn't listen.
Nope.
I still remember, Isaac, stop playing in the bird bath. Isaac, stop playing in the bird bath. Nope.
I like when Tiger picks him up by the arm and just kind of carries him around,
you know,
like a football.
I'll tell you, the one thing that scared me, though, was you saw how I terraced my hill in the back.
Right.
And Isaac was up on the top level, and I'm looking over there, and I'm thinking, he's going to fall off because he was right on the edge.
Yeah.
And he took a header from that level directly into a rose bush into the level below.
Ouch.
And then a complete somersault and stood up and went, ta-da.
Yeah. It was.
Ta-da.
He is quite the handful.
Now, how old is he?
He's two.
Wow. So, he's only two?
Yeah, he's two. And he's.
Now, these are what they call the terrible twos.
Oh, gosh, they're a mess. And John is being too kind because he is all over the place. He's a mess. Do you remember the time
he's a nice guy, though. I mean, he wasn't bratty.
No, not bratty at all.
Yeah.
Do you remember when he grabbed the digging bar and just like a digging bar, Brian? Like, it's probably, I don't know, what, 30-pound digging bar kind of a thing.
Yeah.
And he just kind of grabs it, knocks it over, falls on him, and he's just like, oh. I'm like, come on, kid. You know, like, let's pay attention a little bit.
That was a lot of fun.
You do have to watch him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
But he's just so darn cute.
So now you have three cars in your family, right, Tiger? One for your wife, one for you, and then one when you take the kids someplace, right?
Yeah, right.
Like a special car.
A special car. Yeah. No, yeah, that'd be so fun.
We had a lot of fun, John. Thank you very much. Thank you to your wife.
It was nice having you guys over.
Your family, your daughter.
Nice to see Sharon again.
Yeah, Sharon was there.
Sharon was over. And we appreciate, I think Dana made a salad, which was nice,
right.
And Sharon made a fruit salad.
Mm-hmm.
But Tiger brought me the thing I appreciated most, which was a bag of potting soil.
You know, we talked about that. Ocean Forest, right?
Ocean Forest potting soil, my favorite.
Tiger's given me a couple of bags in the past, and it's so much fun. I want to go home and just plant something. Even if there's nothing to do, you find a way to use it. That's good stuff. Ocean Forest, and that's Fox Farms, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Fox Farm, yeah.
It's a good potting soil there.
So what are we doing today? First hour, we don't have a guest, but a second hour, Lance Wallheim.
Yeah, and the topic we're going to be discussing with him is container gardens. So he's going to be talking a lot about how containerized plants need to be grown, you know, different requests. And it's funny because I forget where Lance resides, but my wife...
I think he's in Central California.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so too, yeah.
I know that he travels all over the country for Bayer and doing different talks and things. But my wife was back east this week, and she went into Maine. And she went to a garden center just, you know, cruising around or whatever. And they were like, oh, we just opened up for the season. And this was this past week. And so they just opened up, you know, in the beginning of June for the season. And she's like, oh, when's the season end? And it was like August 31st. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. Like, all they have is that tight window for you know, growing things and being part of the season, so to speak. And I just couldn't imagine, like, you know, when you're doing a container garden, that you only have 3 months to start and finish it, kind of a thing. But it's got to be hard to do.
You know, now that you mention it, I remember planting vegetable gardens in Michigan, and there were a lot of things we didn't grow because our season wasn't long enough.
Yeah.
So whenever you planted something, you'd have to look and see how long it took to maturity. Like a lot of winter squash, our season just wasn't long enough to produce a squash or watermelon. Even though we got hot enough in the summer, it wasn't long enough for it to ripen.
So, could people start in a greenhouse early so that way they could have that season?
You could if you had a greenhouse.
Right.
But, starting in those areas, a lot of people start indoors with lights, grow lights, peat pots
but I'm imagining even when they get it outside, is it warm enough in the beginning of the so say their season start in June,
usually goes from winter to summer
overnight. right okay, so it is warm enough.
It is, but you have a danger of frost. I remember in Michigan having a frost like June 3rd.
Oh wow.
A frost at June 3rd?
June 3rd, and
wow.
It killed all the tomatoes.
Okay. So
I mean, so, but usually it'll frost up until Mother's Day. I mean, you can almost count on it.
Uh-huh. And so you start it inside, you get things going, and then you wait till
Then you put them outdoors, usually in May, around mid-May, but you have hot caps ready.
Uh-huh.
Or wall of waters or something to protect them. If you hear there's going to be a frost, you've got to cover things up.
Mm-hmm. And then if you're doing...
You always know when the frost is coming in Michigan, because the magnolia blossoms start to open. And as soon as they begin to open, a frost comes and kills them.
Just a coincidence.
I think that happened more often than not. It was so depressing. That's one of the reasons I left. I think I told you that my final decision was we had a tree wisteria that I had waited 10 years for this thing to bloom.
I can see what's coming.
This.
Here we go.
And finally, after 10 years, I've got these buds on the tree wisteria, and they got to be about 2 inches long, and the thing was covered with them. And I was so excited, and then we had a freeze, and it just froze everyone off.
So if you hadn't been a gardener or into horticulture, you think you'd still be there? It's hard to say, knowing now what you know about San Diego. Yeah, because it seems to me that because of your...
Yeah, I never really liked the cold weather. Yeah. I didn't adapt to winter well. I didn't like ice fishing. Skiing back there is like skiing on ice.
How did you pick San Diego?
How did I pick San Diego? I got an offer from Pier 1 Imports to be their buyer. And I was going to have to move to Fort Worth, Texas, and it was double the salary that I was making in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
So I told my wife about it, and I think we had only been married a year. And she thought, wow, you know, double your salary.
Heck, let's go. I'll pack the bags.
Yeah. And back then, you know, not a lot of people took overseas trips. So that was kind of exciting. And they said that you're going to be taking two or three overseas trips a year to do buying. So I was kind of excited about that. So a month before we were supposed to move, my wife said, I'm not moving to Texas. And I said, what?
Too hot.
She goes, yeah. She says, I don't know anybody in Texas. I'm not moving to Texas.
Oh.
And I said, well, now that I don't have a job, where would you like?
Yeah, because you'd quit your job, obviously.
Right. Yeah, I said, where would you like to move? She said, I don't care, but I'm not moving to Texas.
Oh, gosh.
And I said, what about California? She says, yeah, my mom lives there.
Ah, okay.
So I called someone that I used to do business with in California who was going to open up a chain of garden centers. And I said, you want me to come out and run them for you? And they said, yeah, sure. So they paid me the same thing Pier 1 was going to pay me. And we moved to San Marcos.
God, getting a job back then was so much easier.
Oh, gosh, right?
You know, like,
just call up a friend.
Yeah, you went, hey, come on. Yeah, sure. Yeah, we'll hire you as a buyer or whatever. Okay, I'm going to take a break. Come back with the quote of the week from John Magnasco. And again, lines are open. In fact, we're going to go to, who are we going to when we come back from the break? Jim Arroyo Grande has got a question.
All right.
Stay with us. It is Garden America on your Saturday.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Wow, your flowers are gorgeous. What's your secret?
It's no secret. It's Bare Advanced.
You mean these blue bottles?
Uh-huh. I protect my beauties with all-in-one rose and flower care. It's insect and disease control, plus fertilizer.
Really? What's this 12-month tree and shrub protect and feed?
Oh, I use it on my trees. It kills bugs for up to a year, plus it feeds. It's that easy. Hey, where are you going?
To get my own. I want a great yard, too.
Bare Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions.
Do you have insects on your roses? Do you have borers damaging your trees and shrubs due to stress or the drought? This is Tiger Palafox with Garden America Radio. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench is a great product that will give you season-long protection against many insects. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench can act as a preventer or a curative for insects that suck, chew, or bore on your plants. This may be the easiest product to use. Simply measure, mix in a bucket, and pour around the base of the tree. One application can last up to a full year. Protect your trees with Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench. Find it at your local independent nursery or fertilome.com.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity.
Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john at gardenamerica.com.
It is 22 minutes after the hour. Thank you so much for joining us on this Saturday. It is Garden America. Facebook Live, you can call us. Questions, comments at John. That's John at GardenAmerica.com. We are heard exclusively on Biz Talk Radio. Having a good time? Love those breaks, guys. Sometimes the breaks are as much fun as the show. Hey, by the way, this hour brought to us by our friends at Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. Sometimes you forget things. Anyway, John, we've got to get to the quote of the week here, and then we'll get to our phone calls. We have Jim and Arroyo Grande standing by at 855-424-9825.
All right. The quote is, what is one to say about June, the time of perfect young summer, the fulfillment of the promise of the earlier months, and with as yet no sign to remind one that its fresh young beauty will ever fade? That was from Gertrude Jekyll.
So quickly tell us about Jekyll and Hyde story. Just quickly. Give us the bullet points.
Well, Gertrude Jekyll was friends with, now who wrote Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde?
Oh.
Robert Louis Stevenson.
Robert Louis Stevenson. Friends with him.
She was friends with him, and actually her brother was friends with him. And when he wrote Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, he came up with, he named Dr. Jekyll after Gertrude's brother, who was a Jekyll. Of course, pronounced Jekyll.
From Jekyll to Jekyll.
It's spelled the same. The American pronunciation's Jekyll, but it's actually Jekyll.
I just can't see Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. I'm just not used to that.
No. No, we can say, and people look at you funny if you do say that. But anyway, she was one of the most famous gardeners of the early 20th century. She pretty much started, I guess, the trend to the what we refer to as English gardens today. I think she was also friends with Lutyens, who was the architect, and Lutyens' bench is that kind of the garden bench that is really distinctive. It's got the big back and the rolling arms. And...
You know, pay attention, Tiger. There's a test at the end of the hour.
Tiger always shakes his head when I start talking.
It's going to be a history lesson on that bench.
Okay. And I don't know if he's shaking his head because he's thinking, where does he come up with this? Or
where is he going with this? Yeah. Or why is he even telling us this?
Yeah, I think it's more like, you know, who even cares?
I know someone we care about is Jim in Arroyo Grande. Jim, thank you for calling. It is 25 minutes after the hour. Welcome to the show. How can we help you, Jim?
Yeah, hey, I live in Arroyo Grande. It's on the central coast of California. And I have a kind of unique avocado tree in my backyard. It's an old growth tree, probably 40 years old by now. And it's a daily variety. I'm not sure if you've heard of one of those.
Right.
The avocados get really big. They get elongated and really large, up to maybe 3.5 pounds or bigger. So it's a great tree. Right now, it's kind of odd. I'm not sure the schedule or when it blooms. And what I've noticed is that when it blooms in the spring, that fruit you'll actually harvest the following fall, not that same fall. So it just bloomed, and I've got probably, I don't know, at least 2,000 little avocados on the tree, maybe more. And I know that they'll stay on the tree, and I'll harvest them next year in November, December, January. My question is, like I said, there's so many avocados on the tree right now, and some of them will just kind of dry up and shrivel up and fall off on their own. And I noted that the tree will not support that many avocados because they get so big. So is there a way to thin them out? I mean, last time it did this, I just shook the branches and let them fall, you know. But is that the typical blooming and harvest season of that tree? Is that, you know, because I have other avocado trees, too, that seem to be different. This guy's kind of, like I said, it seems like it's every other year it'll give me a good harvest. Like the harvest from what it did last spring, it's still on the tree, and there's probably only 15 avocados. Whereas a year ago, I probably ended up with around 300 avocados. So it's like every other season, it seems to me. I was wondering if that's typical, or should I be fertilizing differently?
It's typical for that variety. They have a tendency to be alternate bearing, which is one of the reasons why you don't see it as much anymore. But it's a great avocado and large fruit, like you're talking about. But it sounds like everything you're doing is right. The avocados in general and citrus do the same thing. They put on more fruit than they can ever hold to maturity. And then usually that'll just fall off on its own.
And that's to make sure that they have a harvest, basically?
Yeah. They want to reproduce.
Yeah.
And really, the amount of fruit they drop is based on the soil conditions, the amount of nutrients in the soil, and the amount of water that they're getting. If it happens to be a dry year or the plant's not getting as much water, it'll drop more fruit than it normally would. Or if there aren't as many nutrients in the soil, it'll drop more fruit than it normally would.
And avocados have really shallow roots. So, you know, they don't tap into some of the
groundwater
and natural resources like some
enough.
Other trees. So you have to take care of them. That's why you don't see avocados. You know, you drive through Fallbrook here in California, and it's avocado orchards, but you never see avocados just popping up along the roadsides because that can never happen. It can never grow naturally here. It's got to be supplemented.
All right, so as far as fertilizing, I fertilized, like, in the beginning of spring. I forget what I used. I went to the hardware store, and it's just a dry product that they told me to throw and kind of rake into the ground and water in. And should I be doing that again now that the fruit's on the tree, or should I hold off on fertilizing? Or
yeah, what you might want to do is put down an organic food that's not going to leach through the soil, and you won't have to worry about burning during the summer months, though your weather's pretty cool over there in Arroyo. You don't have to worry about the heat too much. But still, a good organic food would be probably the best. And one of the least expensive and most economical fertilizers is Milorganite. You can just sprinkle that under the tree, and it'll help the soil, and you never have to worry about burning. If you do that maybe twice during the season, even three times, do once in the beginning of spring, once right about now, and maybe another one towards the end of August.
All right, very good. That's what I was hoping to find out about. I have, like I said, the tree is really old, and I know sometimes they clear the orchards, they cut all the branches back. I'd hate to do it to this tree because it's such a beautiful tree. I mean, it's probably 25 feet in width. I try to keep it about 12 feet in height so I can reach the fruit, you know. Got too much trouble. But I'd never want to cut the branches back. But I know you have, I mean, is that a practice that you should do?
Hey, Jim, hold on. We're going to take a break. Jim, we'll come right back. Stay with us. It is Garden America taking a break, coming back with the rest of Jim. Stay with us, Jim, right back on Garden America.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika virus, West Nile virus, and dengue fever. Use Summit Mosquito Dunks to kill mosquitoes before they become disease-spreading pests. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers and hardware stores.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Minutes after the hour. Happy Saturday morning and a good weekend to you. Thank you for joining us. You can email your questions and comments to john@gardenamerica.com. Also call us at 855-424-9825 or right there on Facebook as we broadcast Facebook Live. Now, just prior to the break, we were speaking with Jim and Arroyo Grande about his avocado tree. Jim, you still with us, buddy, after the break?
No, he probably hung up and he's listening.
Okay, Jim, if you are listening,
What he was asking about was whether he was talking about the shape of his avocado and how beautiful it was, but it was pretty big and wanted to know after all these years if he should cut it back. And you can cut avocados back just like you cut citrus, and they'll fill out pretty quick.
Oh, yeah.
I think they did a study at Cal Poly in Pomona. And they kept all their avocados at about 8 feet,
mm-hmm.
and they were able to do it.
Yeah, and you can save your life keeping it at that height because,
you fall out of the tree at
$2 an avocado, you go out on a limb to get that last one, and that could be 20 feet in the air.
They do have avocado pickers, but I don't know if they go up 20 feet.
Yeah.
Is that the same principle of keeping all your fruit trees at the level you want so you can pick them?
Yeah. Like the summer pruning?
Yeah.
Exactly.
You do sacrifice some fruit the first time you make that huge a cut.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have, sometimes you'll go out in Fallbrook and you'll see an avocado orchard that's been cut back completely.
To the stump.
To stumps.
Like, yeah.
And that's because they're changing the variety over.
Uh-huh.
But you can cut an avocado back to the stump and then it'll regrow and put out new fruit.
You know, going to your house last week, Tiger couldn't believe how many nurseries there were out there.
Oh, gosh,
I mean,
right?
Just so much room out there.
Yeah.
Like every 20 yards, there was a new nursery.
Yeah, on all kinds of different ones, too, which, you know, you kind of talk about Fallbrook, California, and, you know, being a breadbasket, so to speak, of nurseries. But it's you can have a tropical houseplant grower next to a succulent grower, next to a perennial, next to a herb specialist. You know, just everything under the sun is developed out there. It's not just a matter of going out there and saying, oh, no, this is an area that they just grow citrus trees, or this is an area that they just grow subtropicals. There were all kinds of nurseries out there.
Yeah. And there are citrus growers and avocado growers out there and subtropical tree growers out
there. Yeah, exactly. Now, hey, back to the cutting to the stump. And they one of the old practices was they painted them with like a white
a latex paint. Right?
Yeah, and that was to protect it, the stump, from sunburn and the direct heat at that time. Because once you take off the foliage, those particular varieties of trees are sensitive because it's like they've had this canopy over them all their years, and then now if they just get fully exposed, So when people cut back, like you're saying, Jim, you know, cut back some of this, he's going to take off some extreme height and open up the tree. Right. Is there things that they have to worry about then also, even if they're not cutting it to the stump, if they're just taking off a lot of foliage? Or no, it's not that bad a deal?
It depends exactly, to go along with what you're saying, how much of the wood is going to be exposed if you cut back some of the tree. If you're taking off selective branches so the tree's still covered, you don't have to worry about it. And in Arroyo Grande, which is right on the coast, the sun's not as strong either.
No, and he's got a lot of breeze coming out of the ocean, or from the ocean, usually.
Yeah.
Marine layers, so on and so forth.
So if you get a sunburn, you got the cool breeze on you.
It feels good, right?
It feels good, salt exactly. Burn. Salt burn. Speaking of that, when's the last time you went surfing?
Last weekend.
Okay, don't get soft on us.
Nah, exactly. I'm going to go tomorrow.
Attaboy.
Yeah.
855-424-9825, john@gardenamerica.com. Any questions, John, via email?
We have one, but I'm going to save it for when Lance comes on next hour.
It's a Lance question?
Well, kind of.
More or less.
Yeah, it's about protecting trees.
Okay.
And Lance is an expert on that, so we'll let him answer that particular question.
So here it is, June, almost July. Spring is over.
God, did the time go?
It's not
what
fall
did you
yet.
Do, what did you do midweek, anyway?
I worked every day.
You worked every day?
Yeah.
But what did you do, like, Wednesday?
Okay, this is
every day that ends in that? Y that you work?
It was the summer solstice, right?
Oh, yeah.
Usually
I have a big party every year on summer solstice, but I didn't this year. I was remiss. I am remiss. But it was the 20...
You always go to bed
20,
so
21st.
Early. I just wondered, was the sun still up when you went to sleep?
When was the last time I went to sleep when the
sun was out?
When it was still light? Been a while. Usually 9 o'clock. I'm a 9 o'clock guy. 9 to 4 is my sleep pattern.
I know you were the first one to leave my house.
Yeah.
Just was tired.
Actually, I got my second win. I went home. We stayed up. I think I went to bed at 1 a.m.
He said, Dana's going to take me home and put me to bed.
You know what's funny? We got home because we have our lights and our aquarium lights on a timer. I'm always in bed before the timer and the lights go off, right? So we get home and everything's off. I said, what's wrong? Dana says, no, this is the way it is every night. You're just in bed. You just miss all this fun.
I just miss all this.
So we turn
the disco ball is going. You're
exactly.
Like, wait a minute. What's going on?
So we stayed up late and kind of got our second win and talked about the wonderful experience we had with the Bagnasco family.
Nice.
You missed the...
And half the Palafox family. We missed your wife, by the way.
Yeah. She was off gallivanting, having fun.
As opposed to what we were doing.
Well, she was off gallivanting and having fun. We were at home having fun.
But you missed marshmallows.
Oh, yeah. You did the marshmallows?
Oh, yeah. No kids lit on fire.
Oh, the kids must have loved it.
Yeah. It was awesome.
You know what your granddaughter Kendall said to me when we left?
What?
It's okay. Bye. Bye. Good to see you. I get this hug. And she goes, okay, I'll see you in heaven.
I said, and you told Dana, be really careful driving.
I said, I hope I see you before then, but thank you. It's so cute.
Oh, that's adorable.
Yeah, she just a little hug, and, you know, she's wonderful.
She knew it was going to be a long time.
I doubt you're going to come back anytime soon.
Yeah. Hey, we do have a question for John from Heidi that says, is Grow Power Flower and Bloom a good fertilizer for maintenance on your vegetable garden and flowers?
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. You can't, we always say the plants can't read, so they don't know what it says on the bag. And fertilizers all work basically the same way.
Right.
Grow Power is a good organic source of food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the Flower and Bloom is specifically designed with lower nitrogen and then higher phosphorus and higher potash, which is kind of what you're focusing on when it comes to vegetables and flowers, is because you're producing flowers for vegetables, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I never, ever, when I use a fertilizer, never look at the analysis. Because who cares?
Well, so are you going to put lawn food on your vegetables?
Well, no, I wouldn't put lawn food on my...
Well,
it
you
depends.
Just said you never...
Well, sometimes
look.
I do.
I think I use
Milorganite on my lawn, and I use Milorganite on my vegetables.
That's true. Yeah.
I think there are more fertilizers out there than really need be. In other words, what you're saying is a fertilizer that's in some cases directed to some plant or whatever it is can also be used elsewhere as well. Is that what you're talking about?
Well, it all has to do with shelf space. So if a company is if a company's making fertilizers and they have one fertilizer, they get one spot on the shelf. But if they've got a citrus food, a gardenia food, a vegetable food, a bloom food, they all of a sudden, if you've got 12 SKUs, you have 12 spaces on the shelf.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
And, you know, people who are not gardeners or horticulturists, if they go into a store and they see something that says tomato food, they're more likely to pick that up than something that says general purpose, all-purpose plant food.
Right.
If they assume they want to fertilize their tomatoes.
It's more individualized.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think the worst example of that I ever saw was there used to be a company called Organo. I don't know if you remember that. Your dad would. And
Organo,
okay. Right, was the name of the company, which was funny because none of their fertilizers were organic. They were all chemical fertilizers, but they had a sweet pea food.
Just for sweet peas.
Just for sweet peas.
Which probably would work well on a lot of other things,
it would work
right?
on anything, but yeah. apparently...
that was my point earlier.
They saw a market for sweet peas.
For a six-week seasonal item.
So anyway, we didn't finish that answering that question, but when we come back from the break, we will.
Dale Babcock loves the soil. We're talking about Ocean Forest. He says it's great stuff. It is, Dale. We love it. 855-424-9825, john@gardenamerica.com. And again, as you just heard, post your questions on Facebook. We are Facebook Live. It is Garden America, Bagnasco, Maine, Palafox, coming right back.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Buying Theravance DuraZone Weed and Grass Killer?
No thanks, I always buy a Roundup Extended Control.
But why? DuraZone with Ergo Grip Sprayer gives you more control, preventing new weeds up to 6 months.
Well, my label says, 4 months?
Yeah. DuraZone also covers more area, like 60% more.
You know, the more I think about it...
You're switching to DuraZone.
DuraZone Weed and Grass Killer. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions. Comparison to Roundup Extended Control 1.3 gallon ready to use.
This is Joe Lample from Growing a Greener World. With the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 3 months. The organic nitrogen is slow release and won't burn plants even during hot, dry weather. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for 90 years. Milorganite. For better results naturally. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding.
Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
No doubt we continue to truck on this Saturday morning. It is 52 minutes after the hour back here on Garden America. Brian Main, John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox. We are live on Facebook right now. Call us at 855-424-9825, john@gardenamerica.com. And by the way, you can subscribe to our newsletter. Go to gardenamerica.com. Extreme top right-hand corner of the page. Just click newsletter and take it from there, John.
Was that Grateful Dead by any chance?
It is Grateful Dead.
Yes. What? I have a problem with Grateful Dead.
Uh-oh.
Because of my roommate when I was in college.
He was a deadhead, right?
That and Jimi Hendrix, and he played the same song, the same album over and over again, like 24 hours a day practically.
That's a little much.
You just get lost in it, man.
Yeah, I know, man.
Oh, and I kept telling him, you know, enough is enough, and he wouldn't listen to me. So one day when he was in class.
Oh, boy, here we go.
I took a match, and I ran it over the grooves of the... Of the
really?
Record. I just had it.
Jeez.
I probably wouldn't do that today.
Now, how was
probably, I hope you wouldn't.
More than that, I want to know his response.
Well, he came over and he played and it's played the record. It started and then...
And you said, that's what you get for playing...
And I said, I told you were going to wear that thing out.
And he believed it. He bought it?
Yeah, of course he did.
Of course he did. Of course he did.
I can see. I think I'd rather listen to Hendrix over
and
over more than
Grateful
Dead.
He had other problems. So he was 16 years old, going to the University of Michigan.
He was a smart boy, huh?
And he was taking third year Russian.
My gosh, really?
Yeah, he was taking all these advanced
classes.
Was it?
Was his last name Putin?
No. His first name was Eric. I can't remember. Eric Plotz was his last name.
Eric Plotz. Wonder where Eric Plotz is today. Hopefully he's still with us.
I don't know. He was really a nice guy, but it was just too much music.
Unbelievable. Yeah, I know those college dorms.
Couldn't study with that much music. So anyway, back to what we were talking about previously. Let's see. The reason I don't look at the numbers on fertilizers, I guess I should clarify that just a little bit. It depends whether it's a chemical fertilizer, which I almost never use anymore, or an organic food. And if you're using organic foods, the reasons numbers aren't important is because all you're doing is feeding the soil. You're
right.
Feeding
not
micro.
The plant.
You're not feeding plants. You're feeding microorganisms that are eating that food, and then they're releasing nutrients to the plants. So I don't really care, you know, what's in there.
You know, I'm
there's
surprised.
Plenty of nutrients in most soils to support plants. They're just tied up and bound to the soil particles, and they need to be released.
I'm surprised it took so long for somebody to figure out we should feed the soil, not the plant directly. When did all that really start to come into play that you can remember?
Well,
it's like 1870 when I'm trying to think of his name, who's called the father of chemical fertilizing.
Eric Pulse.
No. What he realized was that if you added certain chemicals to deficient soils, you could increase production.
This is 1870.
In the 1870s. Okay. But his idea at the time always was that you would still continue to feed the way they'd been feeding with manures and things like that. Mm-hmm. And just whenever you needed, add a little bit of chemical. But over the years, it evolved into that's all people were using was chemicals. And we got complete, especially like up in through World War II. By then, everything was chemical fertilizer.
Mm-hmm.
So, God, I can't remember his name.
You know, Tiger, when I was a kid, we had in our garage, I can remember these dark brown bottles of fertilizer with skull and crossbones on them.
Yeah, of course.
I mean,
they wouldn't be fertilizer; those would be
pesticides.
Right.
But I mean, just.
But no, but even fertilizers.
Back,
you know, even fertilizers, if they were in a bottle, if they were a liquid fertilizer and they were a chemical or a powder, you couldn't eat or drink it.
No. But people, it's amazing how people just left them on the shelf, you know, and we were kids in the garage. I guess we had enough sense not to drink it.
Yeah, well, you saw the
skull and crossbones. That says it all. How about the emails, John? Are they pouring in this morning?
I do have some emails. Here's one
from... We've got a couple of minutes. Go ahead.
Here's one from Dwight, from Ed, our friend Ed. In Santa Maria. He said, John, I received the great trowel from your program.
Hey.
What kind of trowel was that?
The DeWitt with the bottle opener in it trowel.
Yeah, he says, when I use it weekly, I'll think of all the great information I've received over the years from your program. We miss Bruce and Sharon, but your gang there keep us all well informed every week. The trowel also comes in handy when trying to cool down after warm times in the garden with the local 805 beer.
There you go.
Firestone.
We'll continue to listen to your program weekly and learn. Thanks, Ed from Santa Maria.
Well, Ed's a great guy. Thank you, Ed.
Yeah, Ed and his wife are great gardeners.
One more question, John, or one more comment.
Okay. Let's see. This is from Rick, and he wants to know how this compares to Ocean Forest, and it's something called Empire Builder Indoor Outdoor Growers Mix. I haven't looked at that for a long time. Last time I looked at that analysis was like about 2 or 3 years ago, so can't answer that right now. I'll have to take a look and then answer it a little later.
Well, we have a comment though from Dale also that is comparing Ocean Forest to another Fox Farm product called Strawberry Fields. And the Empire and the Strawberry Fields.
Is Empire one of their?
No. Okay. Empire is a different brand, but I'm just saying in general.
Do you know about Empire?
Oh,
well, then you can answer the question.
I'm trying to, John.
If you could only get a word in edgewise.
We got a break coming up. Make it quick.
Okay. Well, you know, in general, kind of like when it comes to fertilizers, what you were mentioning, as far as potting soils, I think one of the biggest differences besides their nutrient makeup, because like you mentioned before, nutrients are to some degree insignificant in some ways because they have nutrients in them, which is wonderful. The plants are going to use them. It's more of a drainage issue as far as what they're using for drainage, whether it's pumice, perlite, or sand. And I know all of those are pumice based, but the Strawberry Fields has more core, which is also going to retain more moisture. The Empire is a little bit better draining than the Ocean Forest and the Strawberry Fields.
So, and that's Dale Bocock. I called him Babcock, I think, last hour.
I think so, yeah.
Okay, Dale, thank you so much. We do appreciate that little interaction there on Facebook Live. It is break time. News coming up top of the hour on many of these stations. We are back at 6 minutes after. Keep watching. Brian Main, John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox here Saturday with Garden America. Take care.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.